We are so lucky that beautiful little Anna's hummingbirds now overwinter in Delta, but when the weather turns cold, they need our help. All summer they have fed on colorful, nectar-rich flowers such as fuchsia, salvia and vermilionaire, but once that bounty is gone, they must rely on feeders. If you haven't already put out feeders, please consider doing so. To keep our little friends healthy during really cold spells, we may have to be somewhat creative to prevent frozen feeders. Although there are now quite a few heated feeders on the market, not everyone has a handy source of electricity on their decks or balconies, or the patience to deal with battery-operated models. If this is your situation, there are a few things you can try. Wrapping your feeder with a towel, scarf or bubble wrap can help prevent the nectar from freezing, as can attaching a feeder to the window of a heated room. You can bring your feeder in at night to prevent freezing, but remember those little ones may be looking for food before sunrise, so put it back out early. I am not an early riser, but when it is freezing overnight, I have a second feeder, along with warm boots and a fleece robe, ready for a quick pre-dawn run to replace a frozen feeder before going back to bed. Making the nectar richer can help prevent or at least delay freezing. Instead of 1 part sugar to 4 parts water, you can use 1 part sugar to 3 parts water, but this should only be done when it's really cold. Long-term feeding on rich nectar can be hard on the hummer's digestive systems. Place feeders in an area protected from weather if possible, clean them regularly, ensure feeding ports are not clogged by snow, and enjoy watching those delightful creatures. Editor's note: Nature Notes is a once-a-month column prepared by the Delta Naturalist Society and their community partners.